Robert.
Hello, Meryl.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for joining us again for another installment in our coverage of the COVID-19 crisis and its impact in smaller communities across our state.
So Meryl, now we've got another conversation that we're going to share with our audience today. Who do we have today?
Now let's hear from June Merritt. June is the chairman of the Early County Board of Commissioners. That's the same community that Bronwyn, one of our earlier superintendents, comes from. So getting a different perspective from a municipal and county leadership side on how they are addressing and impacted by COVID-19.
Sounds really interesting. All right, let's go ahead and do it.
Thank you so much for taking this call today. Can you please introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Hi, my name is June Merritt, and I'm chairman of the Early County Board of Commissioners.
And Early County is in Southwest Georgia.
Southwest Georgia, and the county seat is Blakely.
Excellent. So how are things going in Early?
We are isolated. No, we're not. We're trying to, as much as possible, we're trying to follow the guidelines that have been given by emergency management from President Trump and Governor Kemp, at least through April the 30th.
Can you tell me what y'all have? Can you tell me what you've put in place around that?
Well, every department, I can speak for county government. Every department in county government is open for business. We have been since the beginning. We're providing services that we were elected and hired to do. We've just adopted a new way of doing business. All of our employees continuing to go to work. They are getting paid. No one has been laid off or had their hours reduced. As I said, all the county offices are open for business. Officials just ask that citizens call prior to coming. The telephone numbers are listed on all doors, and that way the officials decide how to best serve the citizens. In other words, we're doing a lot of telephone, internet, email, and regular mail businesses these days. If someone does need personal service, we try to make arrangements to meet with them with mask and protective gear on.
That's good to hear. It's good to hear that you guys are still keeping things running.
Oh, yes, it has been since the beginning. Every department is open. In other words, if you need a tag, you can get it. If you need to pay taxes, you can do it. If you need to search property records or file a deed, you can do that. If you need to file a claim in small claims court or probate a will or get a document notarized, you can do all of it. The same services are being offered now as prior to COVID-19.
That's
the assessment office, the elections office, the road department, code enforcement, all of our garbage pickup sites, the sheriff's office, we're all open for business, although face-to-face contact is very limited.
So then what challenges have come about in trying to keep things open for business and as normal as possible, but it's sort of an abnormal situation?
Yes. Well, we've just tried to make sure that the environment is safe for our county employees to go to work. We wiped down the offices every morning at lunchtime after they leave in the afternoon. We have used a fogger, and it's just to keep the workplace as safe as possible. That's the only thing I think has been the biggest challenge, and to assure the employees that we're going to look after them, protect them, make sure that they're going to have a job, they're going to get paid.
Absolutely. Have you had any struggle that you know of finding the right, what am I looking for, the cleaning supplies that are the right kind or anything like that? Has that been okay?
It's been fine. There's a distillery that's close by within 28 miles that's making hand sanitizer, and we've been able to get what we needed.
That's wonderful. what do we think this is going to look like going forward?
I hope going forward, we're going to start opening businesses back up so that folks who are in private business can go back to work. Those mm-hmm. are the ones who concern me. We've looked after government employees pretty well. But I know when you close a clothing store or a restaurant, those people are suffering. And I'm hoping we're going to gradually open some of these places back up. Now, I don't think there's going to be a magic date that everything is open. I think it's going to be a gradual process, and we're just going to have to work with it, help each other.
And do you have any bright spots? Excuse me?
I said the same thing we're doing now, trying our best to help each other, to help each other.
It's so important right now, and we've really seen a lot of communities coming together to do that. Can you share any sort of bright spots or good best practices, things that you've seen work well along the way or in your community?
I think this community has done an exceptional job in making sure that as much as possible has remained open. We have not just shut down the county and everybody gone home. If somebody needs a service, we've done our best to provide it. I know I talked with the emergency management director, Tony Gentry is his name, on a daily basis, and I am provided current information from him. And the message from him has always been, let's do what President Trump says, what Governor Kemp says, at least through April the 30th. The message we're trying to get to everybody is, again, what the president says, maintain social distancing. If we have to be among people, if you feel sick, stay at home. If you need to go out, wear a mask. Wash your hands as often as possible and stay home. Stay home, stay safe. I think the message I'm trying to get to the community is the sooner we get past, if we do these things, the sooner we get past all this, the sooner we'll all be back together again.
That's right. That's right. And are people taking the advice to heart?
Yes, I think so, for the most part.
That's good.
I'm not saying everybody in this community is doing everything they're supposed to do, but for the most part, yes. Our streets are deserted, like
oh
everywhere else. Very few folks on the highways. Most people are taking this as an opportunity. Now, you know, you can look at poor me, bad side, or you can look at the positive. Most folks are seeing this as an opportunity to do projects at home they have time to do. They're doing yard work.
Getting their gardening, right.
Spending time with the family. Yes, it's been a good time if you want to look at it that way.
Along the way, what are some partnerships that have been important to making all this work? I mean, you talk about the community coming together, and I know that's so real and so important, but I'd love to highlight some of those alignments.
We have a good relationship with the city of Blakely. It's the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
With the mayor, the council, we try to keep each other informed. This afternoon, the community leaders are going to get together, not as a big group, but one at a time. We're going to give an update to citizens about what's going on in the community, and it'll be sent out over Facebook. That's at 3:00 this afternoon. That's a positive. As I said, I talked with the emergency management director every day, and I'd say I talk with our state representative, Gerald Green, every other day. He calls constantly to check in to see if we have what we need and to get a status report on what's going on in the county.
That's wonderful. That communication is so, I think, important, especially when things have been sort of moving real quick and changing abruptly. You know, things a week ago are different from today, and it's going to be different a week from now a little bit. So having that
those open lines of communication is so important, and keeping it, getting it out to the community. I love that you're doing the Facebook meeting.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as county government, we are having our, I postponed the regular county commissioners meeting for 3 weeks, but we are going to have it Monday night. We've already drawn off the spaces for chairs. I don't think very many people will come, but the sheriff and I decided we can put about 10 feet between every chair, and then we will broadcast that probably on YouTube for people who cannot come. But we are, like I said, as much as possible, we're trying to have normal operations, but, quote, around normal.
I think that's everybody everywhere right now. We got quotes around normal.
Uh-huh.
Well, ma'am, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate having your voice on this. And please keep up the good work and stay safe and take care of yourself and take care of Early County.
All right. Thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
All right, Meryl, so we just heard from June down in Early County, and I'll tell you what I really like about what she had to say is that they are tailoring their approach to the needs of their community. They are leveraging their community's desire to work together to really see their way through this crisis, and I strongly admire that.
Yeah, you can really hear how important her responsibility to her community is to her. I mean, they mm-hmm. are taking so seriously their commitment to be able to serve their community, and as we are seeing in all of our communities, balance out how to do their jobs while staying safe. But I really appreciated the clear commitment you can hear in her voice to, we are, you know, she is an elected official. They have a role. They have a job to do, and they will do what it takes to get it done safely. I also really appreciated another voice talking about the importance of clear communication, having there be clear, transparent communication with their constituents, with their citizens, and with the residents of the community, making sure folks know what they're doing, when they're doing it, how they're doing it, and how they're staying safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So encouraging. I know that there's a lot going on in the world and in our communities and our state, but listening to the folks that we've had an opportunity to talk to has provided so much encouragement. So again, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in for this special series of conversations we've had with folks from across the state. We wish you well. Please take care of yourself, and we will catch you next time.
Stay safe out there.
Hey there, listener. One more thing before you go. You've been hearing from us, but we'd love to hear from you. We at the Georgia Partnership always want to get better at what we're doing, so let us know what you think so far. Also, what are we missing out there across this great state? Who's doing cool things in your neighborhood to support the education and workforce pipeline? What innovations and solutions has your community come up with around economic development? Are there some great partnerships between sectors like housing, health, transportation, that are making a difference in your educational outcomes? We'd love to hear about them and spread the word about good work being done across Georgia. We hope to hear from you. To contact us, go to our website, gpee.org, and click on the Contact Us tab in the top right corner. Or give Robert, our communications guru, a call at 404-223-2464. Thanks for listening, listener.